This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hour number two here, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. That is 105.1 The Fan. That's right, we're on an FM signal. I know it's been 3-4 months, but sometimes you need the reminder. Someone could be out there tuning in to the AM signal, which is fine, you know, AM radio.
Some people don't like change.
Hey, when it all goes down, man, when the cell towers, the internet goes down, AM radio will still be a thing.
There
and
it
FM.
Is.
But we are...
Which means we're never going away.
Yeah, exactly. We are the fan forever, the fan for life, because no radio station has ever failed, right? You know, they just keep going on, right?
I don't know any.
No format flips, nothing, right?
I've never heard of any.
What happened to the 105.1 before? No, okay, never mind. 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube. You can comment on the text line as well, 503-864-6326. Tell us what you want us to talk about, you know? Give us the show. Why do we even do a show rundown? Why do I even plan for this show?
No.
I should just ask the listeners. Tell us what you want us to hear.
You text us tomorrow in the morning and just let us know this is what you should talk about.
Hey, guys.
It's going to make my show prep a hell of a lot easier.
You know, I did have a full-time former host that I worked for at a evil empire that I will not mention way long ago. He started a segment one time, says, I will not start talking about anything until the phone lines are full. So maybe you just do that.
Yeah, just, yeah, lead us.
Laziest radio of all time. No, you guys are better than that. Come on. We all are.
But if you missed hour number one, you can go and find the podcast. You can go on YouTube and rewatch it. You can do the rewind feature, the chapters feature on the Odyssey app. That's if it's working. And catch up with us as we get into hour number two here and talk about the Oregon Ducks taking on Indiana, the Hoosiers down in Eugene today. It's a big game, top 10 matchup. College game day is on campus right now. Stoked that they're checking the Eugene box for college game day. Leading into this week, I felt like that there were some fears that they would go to the Red River rivalry. But that has lost some of its luster with Texas losing last week to Florida. So this only made sense. Like, top 10 matchup, Indiana, Kurt Cignetti, he's a personality. Fernando Mendoza, one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Stud.
I mean, you could be looking at the top two quarterbacks taken in the NFL draft next year. Don't tell Danny Meringue that. God forbid the Oregon quarterback is good.
No, he needs to see more.
Yeah, he's played only one game. Come on, guys. But he's actually played five games. But yeah, I mean, this game is, I am stoked for this because one of my favorite things with the Big Ten, the Ducks going over there, is these teams that have not experienced Autzen going to Autzen for the first time. And in all fairness, Fernando Mendoza, he played at Cal. He's been to Autzen before. So, you know, as far as his position goes, he is aware of how loud it can get here. But Kurt Cignetti, maybe there's a couple other transfers on that team that were on Big 12 teams or Pac-12 teams over the last few years had experienced it as well. But having this be a team's first impression of Autzen, that always gets me excited and hopefully gets the fans going down there excited to be like, all right, Kurt Cignetti, who likes to talk some S and hasn't really been doing it this week too much. Probably a smart move, but this is where, again, Autzen and the fans down in Eugene need to show up. It's been a couple weeks. You know, the team is back. They had a bye week, and they're in Penn State. So it's 3 weeks it's been since the Ducks have played at Autzen. It's time to show out, and I feel like the environment is going to be ready for it. Super stoked for this game, because also I just like Indiana, man. Kurt Cignetti, he has called his shot, and for the most part, he has made it. You know, against the top 10 teams, Notre Dame, Ohio State last year, it's been rough. So he still kind of needs that signature win. So a lot of pressure on them to come to Eugene and perform and sneak out of here with a win. But a lot of pressure on Oregon after, you know, beating Penn State and then Penn State loses, is to show them like, hey, that wasn't a fluky win against a Penn State team who actually may not be as great as we all thought. They need to go out and show some dominance here today as well.
No, they need to go out and really get off to a fast start. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for them, especially coming off the bye week. You know, you had a huge emotional win against a really, really good team.
Indiana's coming off of a bye week too.
Absolutely. Indiana's coming off of a bye week, and Indiana has just been just white hot, just kind of running through every opponent they've had so far in the Big Ten. And Fernando Mendoza, again, he's one of those ones. You know, we've been talking, came into the season really talking about Drew Auer being the one guy from the Big Ten that we figured all the attention was going to be on. And really, Drew Auer is probably the fourth, fifth best quarterback in the Big Ten at this point. You know, so if you're counting that, like maybe even the sixth best quarterback at this point. And Fernando Mendoza, based on performance, could very well be the best quarterback in the Big Ten right now. And Cignetti's got himself a hell of a team over there in Indiana, and they're coming to Autzen, which if they get a chance to play in that rain, that's a little bit different for everybody. And mind you, you know, obviously Dante Moore hasn't played in the rain yet in Autzen, but, you know, we'll see how that kind of affects everybody if that is indeed kind of the status is for weather out there. But this is going to be a great game for Oregon. It should be a great game. They should, if they can sustain drives and really make things happen in the red zone, I think this can be a really good game for Oregon. So defense has to show up and create lots of third and longs for this Indiana squad, because they can move the ball like with the best of teams in the in college football. So it's number 7 versus number 3, which I feel a way about Oregon being number 2 or number 3, but I also understand why Miami is. But I mean, whatever, they beat 3 ranked teams, so
yeah, I mean, yes, the resume does look better for
the resume
Miami.
Does look, yeah, better, you know, but I think Oregon's probably going to play better. Well, never mind. They're going to play Indiana. This is probably the best team they're going to play. Washington at the end of the season. Yeah. So at this point, the number 3 spot probably suits them best. So I was mad about it at first. But, yes, Miami does have a better record. But defensively, stop the run. If you're Oregon, stop the run and create third and longs. That's really the biggest thing I can think of for the defense right now, because it's going to be a tough game.
Now, looking at their schedule before they faced Oregon here, I see number 9, Illinois, you know, 63-10. It was a huge win for them, you know, kicking Luke Nussmeier and the rest of the team down like that. That's definitely better than, say, like Penn State, you know, when they were coming in to face Oregon. But how much better? Like, that's one game. Like, Iowa, they're not an offensive school. Like, I think, frankly, most of the top teams in the Big Ten, like Indiana, can beat Iowa, so why are they so much better than Penn State coming in to face Oregon? We said that Penn State hadn't really played anybody, but, you know, had these prolific guys on offense, these transfer guys at wide receiver that didn't end up doing anything. Now, there is NFL talent on the wide receiver end, you know, for Indiana, and that actually, I think, might be a point of contention for Oregon today. The defensive backs have been great, but I think I heard Dirt saying this earlier this week, they just haven't really been challenged so far this season, and that is something, you know, talking about Indiana, well, who have they faced so far? Oregon, outside of Penn State, and frankly, even with Penn State and a mediocre quarterback in Drew Aller, hasn't had to face a crazy pass attack like, you know, Fernando Mendoza and a skilled quarterback with some good receivers like they're going to have to deal with today. So I think that's going to be my main focus point. I think Oregon is going to have to establish the run and defend the pass well. But establishing the run is something that hasn't been a problem for them. They'll just use one of 7 guys that they've been using all season in that room. So I just think that Oregon is a lot better than Indiana. I think they're a lot better than the national media is giving, you know, this team credit for in general over other teams. I feel like Indiana, yes, they're good. They've got a great Heisman Trophy-worthy candidate quarterback, but they're being propped up a little bit higher, just like Penn State was. And yeah, they'll probably still be in the college football conversation or playoff conversation at the end, but I think Oregon is a significantly better program. I think they've got a way better front seven, and their skill players on offense for Oregon, despite the NFL talent in the wideout room for Indiana, I go across the board and I'm like, I'd pick this guy from Oregon every day of the week. The only one that's comparable for me, and that's the other key for me, is Dante Moore v. Fernando Mendoza today. And I think those two things is establishing the run, defending the pass, or I guess three technically, and then the battle of the quarterbacks today. We're going to see those three things really, really key into a win for either team.
I know we have to break, but for me, it's just, again, establishing or being able to stop the run and not letting Indiana really establish the run. Four of the five games they've had over 300 yards rushing. So they know how to run the ball. On top of Fernando Mendoza being a stud, they know how to move the rock. So that's the one thing for me. You don't want this team to run up and down the field on you, especially as they get into the red zone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, things are going great down in Eugene. As of about 30 minutes or so ago, Dan Lanning took his shirt off on College Game Day. Enjoying Pat McAfee.
Dad bod Dan. I love him.
Yeah. They went shirtless for some reason.
Now let's go to Kurt Cignetti. Good team. You know, I'm the Bill Belichick of college football. Oh, wait, he's here? Well, I guess all right. He's so boring. What a curmudgeon-y old man.
Kurt Cignetti is not boring. He is the ultimate S-talker, and he just isn't doing it this week because he knows that.
He knows he can't do that.
He knows he can't do that this
week.
Maybe
not this week.
This is the last team that you want to get bulletin board material to. But
you want to be real humble coming into this week.
The last year and a half, Kurt Cignetti has put his name on it.
Oh, Google me, bitch. I know, but...
I love
ripping his shirt off, all right? And I still maybe am bitter about him winning Coach of the Year last year over Dan Lanning or even freaking Kenny Dillingham.
I mean, it's Indiana. I mean,
we didn't expect much from
11-1 with Indiana.
And Oregon moved to the Big Ten, a new conference for the first time. I get it. I'm just telling you why I don't really like Kurt Cignetti as much as you do, but I understand. I get why.
Well, I'm not going to like him too much today, but... yeah, I mean, this Ducks team, this should be a Jimmy's versus Joe's that you play. Like, to me, going into this, it's not so much about, if the Ducks can do this on defense or do this on offense. Play a clean, smart game. Do not give Indiana any chance to think they have a chance in this game. No dumb penalties. No penalties that... our personal foul 15 yards that makes a 2nd and 10, a 2nd and 25, that makes a 3rd and 3, a 3rd and 18. Do not play undisciplined to where you let a trick play happen that shouldn't happen, right? Any punt, any kickoff, expect them to do something out of the ordinary to give themselves a chance. Again, just playing disciplined, that what you've been doing all year long. I thought that Penn State game was one of the most disciplined games that they had all year. A lot of the plays that Drew Aller made in that game seemingly were kind of broken plays where he kind of had to huck a ball up or make something happen, and then you're just like, oh my God, he cannot keep getting away with this. This Indiana offense is better. It is a better offense, bar none. They have more explosive plays. They have a better quarterback. As you mentioned in the previous segment, the running game is much better. So they're going to get theirs. They're going to have their moments. It's just, can you limit those amount of moments, and are you able to match and then some? But to me, when you look at the perfect example is the offensive line. The offensive line for Indiana averages around like 310.
Yeah, they're big.
For Oregon, they average around like 325, 330.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Yes. Yeah. Like, there is a talent disparity between these two teams, and this is what we have seen with Indiana the last couple of years, more so last year, was when they were playing the cream of the crop, the Notre Dame, the Ohio State. We saw the talent gap difference, plain and simple. All right?
Yeah, no, Indiana's offensive line is very good, you know, but I think there are some holes. They can be exploited to certain points. They're kind of vulnerable against the blitz a lot of times, and especially if they're playing against talent that is on par or close to where they are, it can be a problem. Oregon's defensive line is known for being really deep, and they're known for being pretty physical. And so they can really put a lot of pressure on that offensive line and really try to get to Fernando Mendoza, which is going to be easier said than done. But I think it should be easier for Oregon's defensive line, because again, they can kind of collapse a little bit when you bring a blitz, or so you start bringing pressure to them. It could possibly disrupt both their run game and their pass game. So really, the defensive line for Oregon is probably going to need to be the MVP today, because again, Fernando Mendoza, stud. That run game that can get up to 250, 300 yards on you pretty easily, you know, that could be a problem as well. So really, the defensive line is going to have their hands full this afternoon.
Yeah, I think this just needs to be another game where the defensive front shows up. And it's so funny that that is, to me, like, hey, that is the unit that needs to have a day. Because coming into this year, if you were to say what unit you have the most confidence in going into the season, maybe not the defensive line, more so just that front seven of Oregon's defense is where you would probably have the most confidence, because on the offensive side, it was like how many transfers were brought in on the line. Obviously, Dante Moore starting, which receivers were going to step up, especially once Evan Stewart went down with his injury. And then on the defense side, it was like the secondary had a lot of question marks too. It was who's going to start, who's going to step up. What you knew about the Oregon team going into the season is the linebacking core is going to be pretty solid with Betcher And then the defensive line with Mateo coming back and adding some pieces there, that most people felt that that unit was where you had the most confidence. So for a second straight game now, and you're absolutely right, it's like the defensive line, defensive front needs to show out and needs to show why they're more talented unit, more skillful unit, and be able to do what you did against Penn State. Like, let's be real. They shut that run game down. Mm-hmm. If it's not for one long, sustained drive at the end of the fourth quarter, that game is over. So they need to play a full four quarters of football, which every week, I'm not just watching Oregon Ducks, but just, you know, football in general, the team that can keep their composure and do just that and play a full four quarters, it is very impressive teams that can do that, because it's very rare that you're going to be able to win all four quarters. So the team that can do that, that needs to be the Ducks today, no, obviously. But, I mean, they really do need to be locked up, locked in for all four quarters and not let a Penn State situation happen where Indiana has some hope at the end and they're able to tie it and send it to overtime.
And which is why I think they have to get off to that fast start.
Yeah.
You know, and they got to really be able to control the tempo and try to, try to generate some explosive plays, more explosive plays, like not settling for so many field goals, trying to make sure you can really get into the end zone. I think that's going to be an important part, really trying to establish some type of early rhythm into the game to avoid starting slow is going to be important for them. And then for you, you were just saying, like, the questions coming into the season. For me, the biggest question was the group of receivers. We knew they had DeCorian Moore, who was getting a lot of attention, you know, being close to Jeremiah Smith and everything, or something like him, maybe not as big, but something like him. And so I think for me, watching these receivers and this receiving core really mature over these last few weeks and really kind of find their rhythm and their stride has been a lot of fun. The other thing Indiana kind of struggles with, if they do struggle anywhere on their defense, really their secondary is probably not as strong as their front four, their front seven. And more specifically, their safeties. And so if you can get DeCorian Moore and Kenyon Sadiq in space and let them kind of create out there, I think you have a great chance of really trying to run this up quickly.
Yeah, and again, I think if you play your game mistake-free football, don't turn the ball over, don't have careless turnovers, no dumb penalties, and you just stay disciplined and you are able to anticipate them trying to do something funky, trick play, again, onside kick, fake punt, whatever, they're going to find different ways to try and create an advantage. And so Oregon, I think, just has to play an extremely, extremely disciplined game today.
Yeah.
In order to make sure that, and if they do that, I strongly believe this is a two possession win, a comfortable two possession win for the Ducks.
And I think this could really be another one of those games for Dante Moore to where he really establishes himself as the guy in college football. Like, if he goes out there and performs against Fernando Mendoza, who can also really put his stamp on things as the best quarterback in college football today. So Dante Moore has been so much fun to watch. And it's been fun to watch him, you know, kind of come into his own this year, because there were a lot of questions about how good he was actually going to be able to be. But, if he can start with running the ball and kind of moving things around, if this team can start running the ball, it's going to set up that play action and it's going to, you know, force that defense to really play honest. So, I'm excited to see what's going to happen for him. I'm excited to see really what Fernando Mendoza is going to be able to do against this really talented Oregon defense. So it's going to be a great game, but whoever wins this game, I think, is the front runner for the Heisman.
Yeah, it's probably fair, you know, depending on how the performances look, you know. Obviously,
at the moment, things can change. Yeah. You know, somebody loses during, you know, as we get closer to the end of the season. But as it stands, if whoever wins this game, I think will be the front runner for the Heisman.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked for this one. I wish that because before the season started, you know, once I was asked, hey, do you want to do Ducks post game? Part of the deal was like, all right, but I am going to go to one game. And I wish I would have chose this one. I wish this was the one I was not in studio here with you guys.
Screw you too, man. Want you here either.
But I'll end up at the Wisconsin game at the Grateful Dead night, so that will still be fun. But yeah, as far as this matchup goes, this is going to be the best home game possibly the entire year for the Ducks. We are a half hour away from kicking it over to Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman, who are down in Eugene outside of the stadium, getting ready for this tilt against the Indiana Hoosiers as the Oregon Ducks look to stay perfect, as do the Indiana Hoosiers, and get some clarity in the Big Ten standings. Speaking of standings, we got to look at our own standings. It's time for Who Do You Love? We make our picks for this week, take a look at how things are going this week, this year so far, and we do that next year, Sports Saturday. But first, Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for Who Do You Love? I'll tell you who I do not love. That's me. Because I am off to just an atrocious start this season. After my picks last week, Cowboys money line,
okay,
which that was decided very early. Mississippi State did not cover against Texas A&M. Eagles Broncos did not hit the over of 44.5, which brings my record to 3-9 on the
damn
year. Hey,
sorry.
Relax, guy. All right. Still a lot of football left. Long season ahead, okay? You're just feeling good because you're 7-5 right now.
Oh, I'm telling you.
7-5. You took Oregon State, App State, under 55.5. Wait a second. Was that accurate? Let me do some...
I think it was.
Oregon State.
Let's just say it was.
Yes, 50 points they scored. 27-23. You took the Huskies to cover 5.5. They made a valiant effort to do so at the end. They just had to come back and win the damn game last week. And they did just that, but did not cover 5.5. Bills Patriots under 49.5. Not only did that hit, your Patriots got a big dub.
Woo! Did you see that ass whooping they gave them?
Hey, I have the Patriots defense on my fantasy team. I needed that. Yeah. I needed that performance, and they showed out and got
honestly,
me a dub.
We needed that too. I think that was big for the morale of that locker room. So yes, go Pats.
And then Casey sitting in for Jordan last week. I did talk him into a Beavers money line, but he was about to take Beavers plus 1.5. And I said, dude, it's 1.5 points. Just take them. So he would have been wrong either way. Okay.
Why are we? Okay. You know what? He's never getting to pick for me again. Anybody that picks the Oregon State Beavers for anything in my stead, no.
Well,
we right did out. Kind of peer pressure the new guy into
you
doing
guy,
it.
Well, that's,
again, he was about to take the 1.5. And I said, dude, just take them to win. They should win this game. And
he's
he
new
did.
As you want to fit in. You know, okay. Okay.
You got, you know, call him off next. Anybody that puts a Beavers pick in for me, say Schultz, he says no.
He might have redeemed himself here because he also did take Cal Raleigh to hit a home run.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He did.
Did he really?
He did. And Cal Raleigh did not hit
no,
a home run.
No, he did not. Good
last Saturday.
You know what? Okay. You know what? He just turned it around for me. Thanks.
I was just saying. All right. Not so fast, my friend.
All right, Ben.
And then he took Vandy to cover 12.5. So Casey gave you a no.
Yeah. So ups and downs, man. Ebbs and flows.
So Jordan is now at 5-7.
I was winning.
Maybe don't take Cal Raleigh to hit a home run tomorrow. How about that?
How about he's due, so shove
it. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. He's due. I will start things first. I will go to Rashad's Vols. Rashad's Tennessee Volunteers.
Whose Vols?
Your Vols.
I don't like them dudes, man.
They're a 9.5-point favorite against Arkansas. Arkansas, one of the worst teams in the SEC. And maybe this is the whole interim coach bounce back game. They keep it close against Tennessee. They just got blown out by Notre Dame. Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're going to Tennessee. This is a Tennessee team that essentially needs to win out to get to the playoffs. Maybe they get there with two losses. I don't know. But again, them losing to Georgia a couple weeks ago still stings. They got Alabama next week. They cannot go into this Alabama game playing half-ass football. And Arkansas is just not good at all. So I'm going Tennessee minus 9.5 against the Razorbacks.
I'm going to go with the national champion Buckeyes coming up to Champaign, Illinois to take on my Illini. The Bucks are a 16.5-point favorite. But I'm taking Illinois to cover, man. I think Illinois...
It did not work out for you last time.
It did not. But you know what? This is a different Illinois team. And I think they got this one, man.
I took Illinois to cover. That was the week against
Indiana. So, maybe you should never take Illinois to cover ever. So maybe you're bad luck for my team right now. But I'm taking them to cover. So I don't think they're 16.5 points better than Illinois is. And it's going to be a great game between Julian Sain and... Luke Altmyer, but I'm definitely taking Illinois to cover.
Plus 15.5.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got you. Jordan.
Number 15, Michigan. Cover over the USC Trojans, plus 2.5.
Oh, you're going Michigan to cover, huh?
I think Michigan's going to run it down their throat. I don't think USC can defend it. That's one thing Michigan does well, right? And, I don't know, it hasn't been amazingly, like, over the top, but they actually added a little bit of a passing game this year, right? Like, I can see them.
Michigan to cover plus 2.5. See, I'm not going to take USC, but I do think USC is going to win this game. I just think where you look at these offenses, USC can put up points. Michigan struggles to do that.
You're right.
I feel like they're going to have a tough time keeping up with USC, but you are also right in the fact that USC defense perennially sucks. And so could make Bryce Underwood and that team look absolutely amazing.
By the way, Underwood's only thrown 3 touchdowns this season.
Oh, I know.
That's why it's a struggle, but like I think Michigan could just run it down their throat.
Oh, dude, I hear you. It's going to be – that will be a fun game, interesting game to watch because Michigan is the favorite, but I think this might be the get right game for USC to where they're able to bounce back after losing to Illinois. You know what? F it. Let's put my name on it. I got to cover some ground anyways. I'm just taking USC money line. Just get a dub. All right. Just go and get a dub. USC money line. All right. That's my pick number two right there. Can't believe I'm doing it either.
Okay.
I peer pressured you.
Yeah. Look at you guys.
So Sooners going down to Dallas to play the Longhorns. Texas is a 2.5-point
favorite.
Technically,
Austin, Texas.
Austin to play the Longhorns. 2.5-point favorite are the Texans, or are the Longhorns, excuse me. I just don't trust Texas, though. I don't know how they're favored in this game.
Yeah, that's a stinky line.
That's a weird one. I just don't trust Texas. I think Oklahoma's going to win this game straight up.
Is John Mateer going to play? Because part of me thinks that this is all just a smokescreen to get Texas to prepare for Mateer, and then he's actually not going to play.
It doesn't say that he's not going to play. I don't see anywhere that he's active.
We won't know until before kickoff.
He had surgery 2.5 weeks ago.
If his hand, I mean, I don't know what you can do to protect a throwing hand, but if that
Texas,
thing gets
playing.
Hit, he's done for the season at
it's
all.
It's Texas. He's playing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's risky.
He's playing. Yeah, he's playing.
We'll see. Jordan, pick number two.
What's the line on that?
All right, I'm not just going this way because it's like the home easy bias pick. I genuinely think Oregon with home field advantage at Autzen Stadium today is going to beat Indiana by at least 10. The 7.5, I understand it's a trap line. It was originally bet down from 10 by the sharps because, if you're betting earlier in the week, you ain't the recreational bettors, you're the sharp bettors. And so maybe if you're recreational, learn a little bit, turn around, bet earlier in the week and bet some spreads down like this. But I just think that Oregon's offense and the home field advantage from Autzen Stadium is just going to be too much. Indiana has never done this. I'm not saying it's going to throw them off completely, but like it's going to be a little messy, and Oregon wins by 10.
Oregon wins by 10, but you want the 7.5.
Yeah, they covered the 7.
Want to tease that thing up to 10?
Hell no. what is that, like plus 250? Like, shoot.
Come on. We're peer pressuring
you
each other,
risky.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's try and find an NFL game that tickles my fancy here. Looking, scrolling. There's a weird thing with this NFL week. Not a lot of, outside of the Lions, Chiefs, not a lot of matchups that that get your juices flowing. Now, I'm sure that like 7 of these games are going to be absolutely crazy and have wild endings that's going to make them intriguing. But for the most part, yeah, a lot of these matchups do not get me too excited. Let's see. Do I go Cowboys money line again with Panthers minus 3.5? You know what? Let's go Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. Cowboys can't stop anybody. Panthers, big comeback win for them against the Miami Dolphins last week. I think the Cowboys, anytime you can bet a Cowboys over, I think that's a good way to go. So I'm going Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. How about that?
It's a good one. I'm going to go San Francisco at Tampa Bay, both 4-1 teams. I think Tampa's favored by 2.5. The over is 46.5. I'm going to take San Francisco and to cover.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How they are 4-1, I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That they, you want to talk about teams figuring out how to lose games? San Francisco is figuring out how to win games.
McCorkle, man.
McCorkle.
It's the Michael McCorkle Jones, man.
McCorkle Jones. All right, Jordan, last one.
Good old McCorkle. I got to do it. And not just because I'm huge on my Mariners, but I believe Ryan Woo will be back for game one against the Blue Jays in the ALCS on Sunday. I think that's going to give him a nice injection into the arm because, God, they spent basically everybody besides the guys they didn't want to use bullpen-wise last night in their win in the ALDS. So I'd say Mariners are going to beat the Blue Jays on Sunday in game one of the ALCS.
Mariners money line, eh?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got Tennessee minus 9.5 over Arkansas today, USC money line, and Cowboys Panthers over 49.5. Rashad is on Illinois covering 15.5 against Ohio State. Oklahoma covering 1.5 against Texas, and San Francisco covering 2.5. All dogs for Rashad this week.
Yeah.
San Francisco covering against Tampa Bay. All dogs.
Watch me shock the world.
Michigan plus 2.5 for Jordan. Ducks minus 7.5. Jordan's 2-0 on Oregon Ducks spreads this year so far. And Mariners moneyline game 1. That is who do you love? We are going to wrap things up here and give our final thoughts on today's Ducks-Indiana game and the rest of the college football action. Do that next year, Sports Saturday, Fan Sports Network. All right, wrapping things up. Oh, my God. On Sports Saturday.
What are we watching?
Well,
more shirtless dudes?
No. They're doing a feature right now, and I feel like we've talked about this on Pudge the Cat, which is Bowling Green's unofficial mascot.
Oh, weird. Well, I like cats, but...
Hey, hold on. Andres Munoz has a very similar cat that you absolutely love this cat.
It's not a mascot. No one loves cats. It's a player's cat.
He's become an unofficial mascot, I will say. But Pudge the Cat is also a Persian short-haired that has like the smushed-in face. It's essentially like the bulldog or pug of the cat world.
It's just
the
ugliest dog. Kitty, yeah.
Oh, my God. They showed a close-up of the cat's face, and I'm like, that poor thing. I don't know if it could even see. It probably has trouble breathing.
Oh, yeah. Has to.
Yeah, poor thing. And also, do we really need to follow Kirk Herbstreit in his car on the way to the airport? And have him still talking? Like,
why are we doing
that? I'd like to see the off-camera stuff.
Kirk Herbstreit is a great announcer, right?
He is.
But I don't need to follow these people. Like, I don't need to see Joe Tessitore walking to take a piss, right?
I
don't know. I mean, some people could be into it.
How's that trough looking, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think there's
wet, baby!
I think there's a lane for everything. But
there's ice everywhere!
I don't want to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know? See him do some rails off of some, you know, some prostitutes or something like that. I want to see the office. I don't want to see the made for TV stuff. I want to see the stuff that happened off the camera.
Well, that's like Jerry Springer, too hot for TV, buddy. You like just jumped
every.
Shark.
That's like every host on TV. I guarantee it.
You want to see the unhinged stuff?
I don't. Yeah, show me that. I'm not impressed by just watching you and your Fiat go somewhere.
In your feet.
That's pretty much what he's driving, probably.
No, they probably got him in a Jordan Schultz Mazda Miata special. Well, there is a back seat.
It looked like a Fiat. I don't know.
No Miata, then. Damn.
Yeah, no Miata. Yeah. I don't know what they got. But again, like, I don't. Listen, Kirk Herbstreit, he's fine, but I don't need you guys to follow him to the airport. Like, I don't need him to hear him talk that bad. He left! He's gone!
I want to see the real Kirk Herbstreit. That's what I want to see.
Also, are we just going to talk about how his dog died like a year or so ago and everybody mourned for him and then he just got a new dog like 2 days later and then everybody was like, oh, Peter's the best! Ben? I don't remember that one. And how come he gets to bring his dog? Like, I'm sure that all those other guys have dogs that they'd like to bring around. Is it because it's a golden retriever?
I want to see a bunch of dogs on TV. Unless we're in Georgia, I don't want to see a bunch of dogs on TV all of a sudden. Like, yeah, leave your pets at home. Let's make a specific day for that. And then I'm at work and I'm in a meeting and one of the teachers brought their dog to work.
Is it like a service animal or just for
it's just
gigs?
It's a small dog, so I just bring it and I'm watching this little dog just walk around the meeting around me and stuff or like all around my ankles and stuff. I'm like, hey, man,
just drop a Cleveland steamer right in the middle of the
floor.
Get your
dog, man. Like, and I got to act like I like it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't bother me. Like, hey, man. Come get your dog.
No, sorry. He's just friendly.
No, it's sniffing him. Get him away from me, man. Like, what are we doing?
He just loves people.
Speaking of mascots, did you hear what R. Lewis and Clark University, what their new mascot is?
God, no.
No longer the Pioneers.
Oh, because that's not kosher?
No, it is not. Yeah, apparently that Pioneers is... Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Here goes Jordan.
No, that's too early.
That really pisses me off.
It does, but it's too early. Continue.
The colonizers. What are they now?
No, they are not the colonizers.
What are they now?
They're the fighting Christopher Columbuses now.
Even better.
The murderers.
Even better.
No,
the
and
discoverers.
Actually, I will give a tip of the hat to Lewis and Clark and the people that voted for this, because it was one of those where they had like 10 options and then voted. And the last one got eliminated, and then they had 9 options, least amount of votes. So it was like the trickle-down voting or whatever, ranked choice voting. And the new mascot for Lewis and Clark University, your Lewis and Clark team, is now the River Otters.
What?
And doesn't do it for you.
That's what they voted on?
the Lewis and Clark River Otter. I mean, listen.
Okay, we're dumb. We're officially dumb.
Lewis and Clark, come on. They're like, what? Are they NAIA? Are they Division III? Like, what are we supposed to do here?
I think
like,
they're NAIA.
Take them seriously?
Not, sure. Not be a minor league baseball team's name?
Hey, River Otters are mean bastards.
River Otters
okay?
are mean. They are super
You get them
mean.
In a group, they have a sort of gang mentality at that point. Like, I've seen videos of River Otter, like, gangs going after each other, fighting over territory.
They will maul your face off.
Yeah.
Like, River Otters
they
are...
Dude.
Okay, that's fine, but the
One
fact,
of the most ferocious animals in the animal kingdom, I would say.
I love that, but the fact that you have to explain that to me does not... It means that said logo or animal is not ferocious enough to be on your helmet. Like, if I see a tiger, like the Bengals
picture.
Or the Jaguars, like, I know, that could kill me. You guys have to explain this to me. It means nothing.
Dude, yeah, I want to know what the options
that's
were.
That's the last thing I want to run into is a gang of river otters. You know, give me a bear. Give me a grizzly. You give me 5 to 10 river otters, I'm out of there. I'm not surviving. They're ripping me to shreds.
Screw. What was that old question? Would you rather be in the forest with a man or a bear? No, river otters or a bear.
Do not give me the river otters, okay? but this Kurt Ludwig then had a good idea. Sales bro Kurt Ludwig, he said that... for like Lewis and Clark pregame tradition, just have one of those run onto the field, kind of like Ralphie at Colorado, how they have parade him around. Have like just release.
Well, they don't
like,
do that anymore, do they? They retired Ralphie, right?
No, I think it's just.
Or did he die? Which one?
I think they might be on a newer Ralphie, and they just haven't trained him up yet to be able to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're just taking a hiatus to make sure this new young Ralphie is trained and ready to go.
So this way, this one can be exploited the right way.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, bingo. Yeah.
But I think we do need to integrate more animal mascots into on-field presence. And I don't care how dangerous or what PETA has to say, but if you give me a full-grown elephant on Alabama's sideline, you're telling me that is not amazing?
LSU has an actual tiger.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They have one at the stadium. Like, so when you go to like visit LSU to their... outside of the football stadium,
I thought they got
there's
rid of
a
that.
Whole tiger. No, it's there, bro.
I thought that they had a tiger enclosure like on campus somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they have it at the stadium. Did they used to keep him like in a cage on the sideline?
Last time I was there, it was there. Like, I don't know if it still was. It was a few years ago. It was like 7-8 years ago, but it was definitely there.
I'm gonna get the crack research team on this. Mike the Tiger is the live mascot.
Part of me was like, oh, that's awesome. The other part was like, oh man, poor Tiger. He's just here on campus, got to be paraded in front of all these college kids who don't give a damn.
So now, you know, take it for what it's worth. This is the AI overview on Google. They say that following the death of Mike the Sixth in 2016, LSU's current mascot, Mike the Seventh, has not been brought to football games out of concern for his welfare. However, the tradition was temporarily revived for the LSU versus Alabama game in November 2024 when a different live tiger was featured on the sidelines. Let him run around a little bit, you know?
No.
Just have the tasers ready.
No.
Have a couple lassos, some big oversized cartoonish nets to catch the tiger if
tigers,
it starts going crazy.
Tigers are massively scary.
Really? I mean, I'd much rather face a tiger than some river otters.
You're absolutely wrong. No, you don't. No, you wouldn't. Like, man, I was so. Oh, this is a funny story. We were at you know, Rose Festival comes every year, and so they did this one thing where they bought all these animals and everything. So they had like me and my sister, and she was really, really young. She's a freshman in college now. We took this picture holding like a baby lion. It was awesome, but
you're part of the problem, dude.
But there was a tiger, a live tiger that looked so miserable, but it was kind of laying there asleep. And I was like, oh shoot, a tiger, and looked at it, and I was kind of close, and then it opened its eyes and locked eyes with me and never stopped.
Oh boy.
And that was the scariest feeling until I left that little
tent.
He's
like, dark
and he
meat.
Kind of sat up and just looked at me the entire time until I left that little tent. It was the freakiest thing ever, man. I'm glad we got out of there.
I had a very close moment with the polar bear at the Oregon Zoo years ago in the old enclosure that they had. I saw someone doing this little trick with the glass pane that you could apparently, like, if you went up right up next to it where it met the rock, there was enough of a gap for air to flow through that if you were to the air from your breath would channel through the wall and go out to the other side, and the polar bear could like smell and would get right up against the glass, and you would literally be face to face up against the polar bear.
Nope.
So I have been an inch away from a polar bear's face. Now, granted, there was a good, strong piece of glass in between our faces.
Bulletproof glass,
yeah. Yeah, but it was that was one of the cooler animal moments I've ever had.
Man, listen, I don't want to get anywhere near a polar bear.
I would like to believe that if I went into that enclosure, the polar bear just would have let me do my thing and hang out with them.
I think that's
river
exactly
otters, though. Done. Definitely not getting out
of
there
alive.
I think
that's exactly what the polar bear would have done. It would have welcomed you, given you a Coca-Cola, and you guys would have had a nice little time. You know what I mean?
Hey, bottled Coke? Glass Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing they really want you to do is go talk to the cub, you know, kind of pick it up.
Yeah,
yeah. Pet him and everything, and then they give you a cola.
They would accept me. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then they're tearing you to shreds.
Yeah, probably.
They'd use their big paw to open the bottle for you, and then they'd kill you.
Well, go Lewis and Clark River Otters.
I just wish they chose a better name. But hey, man, shout out to you.
It was all dumb ones. It was like the River Hawks.
And why does it have to be in the river?
And the Lynx.
Because we're a bunch of pansies, man.
Oh, the river. Whoa. Yeah, okay.
Hey, you got to pay tradition to the mighty Willamette. All right.
We're the bunch of weirdest sports fans here. Not just in the PNW, but specifically in Oregon.
Hey, go River Otters.
Hey, if you like it, I love it, River Otters.
Go Ducks. Go get a dub today, huh? I'm going Ducks 34-24.
I think that's good. I'm going Ducks 34-21.
Oh, God. Are you going to take the exact same prediction?
34-21.
34-21. All right. Jordan?
I think I said something on Nemec's show like 35-24 or 38-27, something like that. So I'm going to stick with that.
34-17.
Right. Oh, wow.
Love you, Rashawn. Yeah. Let's go. The confidence. 17.
All right. Yeah, well,
busting out.
Ducks will be kicking off here on The Fan at 12:30. You can catch all the pregame coverage leading up to it, including Anthony Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman, who will be ready for you here shortly, right here on the Fan Sports Network. But that will do it for us on Sports Saturday. Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all. Go Mariners.
And go take a nap, you two, because I certainly will be.
Absolutely.
And we will catch you next week here at 9 a.m., a regular time. How about that?
I love it.
Me too.
Let's do it.
And thank you all for hanging out with us and listening this week. We'll catch you next week at 9 a.m. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.